This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's our Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A for effort, Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Seems can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Leroy, can we get a weather update from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultation 24-7. Call at 866-954-MORE.
Harassment and Dover.
All right. Legal need all you need. DeMesmin and Dover. One big happy family. Yeah.
Always feels like you're knocking a guitar over when you go over there.
So we got about a 10-mile-an-hour wind coming out of the east southeast. Looks like it's maybe gusting up to like 15 every now and then. It is partly cloudy. Anytime it's partly cloudy, I'm going to say maybe get a shower. It's that time of year. But it doesn't look like rain's in the forecast. And I'm going to say it's right around 83 degrees.
How'd you do, Froggy? He did excellent, although it is a little bit hotter than he had anticipated. The winds are coming out of the east-southeast at 13 miles per hour. Some clouds this morning, currently listed at 89, but
89?
Yeah, I know.
There ain't no way.
Got thunderstorms and a potentially multi-day flood threat ahead, apparently.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Be careful this weekend, everybody.
Take it easy, everybody.
Take it easy.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models inventory, like the Sport of Sorrento and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Pat Riley is going to hold his end of season press conference today. That gets going at 1 o'clock. And we will carry that for you here on 560 WQAM. So if you guys are looking to listen to it somewhere, you can do that right here on 560 WQAM. If you guys want to watch it, I believe the Heat's video will be up on their YouTube channel and website. So if you're looking to see the Silver Fox himself, the Godfather, that's where that can go. But if you guys can't make it to a screen and you just want to listen to it, 560 WQM, we got it for you here. So check that on out. What do you anticipate today, Leroy? Any shot Riley steps down today? Anything? Anytime? Any shot he calls it a career? Would you put a percentage on it?
30%.
Ooh,
wow, that's higher than I thought.
I think
that is higher than I thought.
And it's not anything that I know. other than I think anytime he has a press conference now, that is something that could happen.
Of course.
I mean, and in fact, I would make it even more than 30%. And I'm just playing the numbers, right? He's almost 80.
There was a part of me, before all the Jimmy stuff happened, even though the Jimmy stuff was going to linger into the season,
like a fart.
with the court getting named after him, you know, the Heat did that for him, which was awesome. And then he's also getting a statue next year with the Lakers, which is a really nice thing. But part of me, like, I feel like Pat's always asked about that stuff, like if you're going to honor him like that. I know the Mickey thing was a surprise, but it almost felt like maybe they got the feeling like that was the round number. 80 was like, you know what, I'm done. And I feel like because the Jimmy thing went the way that it went, our natural inclination is, oh, well, now he's going to stick around because Pat Riley digs in. He doesn't leave when it looks rocky.
Yeah, but here's the deal. Like, yeah, you may want to do that, but Father Time is undefeated.
For sure.
And so maybe that is going to take precedent over, you know, all the things he would like to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, that's why I would say it's maybe a little bit more than – I would say the part of me that says he's going to stay is the part of me that feels like you feel. Like, Pat is stubborn as they get. He ain't going – he don't want to go out like that. However, he's going to be 80, man.
Yeah. No, he is 80.
And he's 80. And so at what point, you know, do you realize that, okay, it's time for somebody else to take the reins?
And that's the beautiful
– if people there –
And that's the great point, Leroy, is like if he did decide that, he built the infrastructure. Like it's going to be in good hands. Like, yeah, nobody on that organization has the gravitas, the swagger that is the aura of the Godfather. But Spo is right hand in hand with Team USA. Like, he's got that respect from the players. I think Andy's the cap wizard. Adam Simon's on a draft binge. The Arisons are going to be there. So Zoe, I mean, is you know, like UD's now doing player development, like all of that stuff. Like, he's built, if he did want to do that, he's built the perfect atmosphere to do it and be like, I think, at peace. The only thing the only thing you wouldn't want is, oh, the last season that I had was we lost by a record margin, but his last year coaching, they stunk. His second time that he stepped away coaching, they stunk. Like, he never walked away from coaching with, like, this glowing record. Like, he could have gone out on top after the 06 championship and been like, perfect time for me to go. But he did.
Right.
You always feel like you're going to stick in too long. So I think I would be I would be surprised and I wouldn't, because, like, yeah, obviously this.
It's like, you know, it's coming. I would say he only has one or two press conferences a year. I think if he were to do it, this would be the best time to do it, to let everybody move forward in preparation for all that has to happen for next year, right? And if you were to wait until after a certain date, then it's not that person's impact on anything. It's still his. So I think there's a cutoff date as far as when I would get an idea that he's either staying or going. And I would say if there's any decisions made on free agents or on the draft, if he's making those decisions, then I would say he's staying. If he gets out long before that process, you see what I mean?
You know what I wonder, though?
He only has press conferences after the season, after the draft.
Yeah, and they don't, not even anymore. I think after the draft, right, it's pretty much just Adam Simon doing that. I mean, he'll do like an intro, like, hey, here's such and such, but he's not really going to take questions about it.
Right.
I do wonder, though, like, if he does step away, right? I'm going to say this about Pat Riley, okay? Been in that office one time. It is breathtaking. Does somebody get that office?
Ooh.
Right? Because Spo's office, I think, is in the coach's lap. Like, there's a, the coaches have a thing. I don't know if Spo has a fancy. I don't know if Spo's office is fancy or not.
Nah.
But if Spo becomes the guy, or Andy goes, does somebody get the Pat Riley office?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Somebody gets it, right?
Either be Simon or, yeah.
It's a really nice office.
Well, yeah, that's how. That's
does it have
how
a nice view?
That's how an office looks when you've been there for how long? 30 plus years?
Yeah. Oof. Yeah. When they built the building with the idea of, like, the Godfather will be here one day. Okay.
Yeah, what about Mickey's son?
Yeah, Nick's. See, this. I know Nick has final say.
Everybody has a role.
Nick has final say. Like, I don't even look at Nick as being in the organization. Like, I look at Nick as the boss. Like, they're in charge
everybody.
Of. Yeah, they're in charge of the money. So I kind of feel like that goes without saying. Right. I know, and the Airsons kind of like that. They like, we're the final say. We have no, but he's never going to do a press conference. The Airsons hate speaking. Like, so when I say replace Pat Riley, I say who is going to be the voice of the Miami Heat on the final say publicly of everything. I know how the Heat works, so that's what we're all speaking of. And also who gets Pat Riley's office if he were to walk away, because it's a nice office. And if I was Spo,
would they probably ask, does Nick want it? Or because everybody else that would take over already has an office.
Doesn't Nick have a boat? Like, I feel like his office is on a boat too. I feel like all the Arisons, like, they're like pirates. You know?
Yeah, but I'm going to stop over and see what's going on with these Heat. pull a boat right out back.
I always like seeing
right? They can park the boat right out
back. Yeah, outside. Two? What? Of course. Perfect. I don't know. Other headlines. We got the NBA action tonight. You have the Cavaliers. They're going to win. They are at Indiana. 7:30 is your tip there.
Hey, if I'm anybody in the East, there's two teams that I'm afraid of, and I don't even know why. Right? And that's Indiana and the Knicks. And I'm terrified of them because usually you look at good teams and say they'd even play their best basketball and they won. The Knicks have not played well against Boston and have won two games.
Yeah, that's fair. They've been down 20.
And Indiana has looked so bad during the course of a couple of these games and do the same thing Knicks do at the end. So I would be terrified of them because if I'm a fan of either the Cavs or Boston – it almost like those two teams make the first three quarters irrelevant.
It's true. That's those,
and
those
that's
games.
That's the terrifying part of it.
Later on tonight, you got Thunder and Nuggets. That's at 10 o'clock. OKC is a 5.5-point favorite tonight. Cleveland is a 3.5-point road favorite, by the way. So people in Vegas still not thinking that they're going to go down 0-3.
Yeah.
They're gonna, like, but do we know the status of Mobley? Do you have any idea, Frogboy? I didn't even look.
Mobley practice. So did, who's the other?
Garland? Or Hunter?
Hunter.
Yeah.
Hunter practice. Garland got that toe, man. I'm telling you, like, don't. I don't understand. I try to explain to people about these injuries, especially the old dum-dum we do a show with. And for some reason, they dismiss it like I don't know what I'm talking about.
Tyrese.
Dude, I hurt my toe. And I literally had to cut the Star David on the side of my foot for the whole year because I couldn't put a shoe on.
Should have wore a boot.
I was playing, though.
See? Gotta take care
and
of
after
take
every
better
game,
care of yourself, Leroy.
When I took my shoe off, it felt like I had a heartbeat in my toe. So imagine playing like 10 weeks with that.
Now that's tough.
Tyrese Haliburton will only get a warning for his Game 2 Big Balls celebration.
Come on.
Even the league was like, that was
look,
cold.
I'm normally not this guy. Let him have a little fun. Was it not funny?
Haliburton was fully expected a fine because celebration similar to the one that he uses from ESPN was believed to have first been brought to the league by Sam Cassell long ago, has drawn penalties from the NBA in the past for LeBron James, Eddie House, Julius Randle, Fred VanVleet, Caron Butler posted his fine for it. They've all been previously fined for what the league described as, quote, an obscene gesture No, what was obscene is what he did to the Cavaliers.
Yeah.
That was obscene.
Hey, they go find him for that obscene gesture of making that three to go up 2-0 on the Cavs?
Yeesh. That was obscene, dude. Unbelievable.
Dude, I'm still trying to figure out, is James Harden the catalyst behind the tippy-toe? Because they go back from, like, the foul line to the three-point line, taking 17 steps, and it never gets caught.
Yeah, it looks like he's on an airport sidewalk.
Right?
Yeah, it does. It's crazy. Man.
Oh, Karen, I thought Halliburton was pretending to carry groceries.
Of course.
Yeah, two big groceries.
I would love to hear the defense of that.
Gathered, then two steps.
You think John Morant's like, oh, come on.
Oh, yeah. No, he can't say nothing. All the trouble he'd have been in for all his antics. You can't make a gun gesture after being suspended for showing gun.
Oh my God, showing gun. The Marlins get going tonight. 3-game set against the Chicago White Sox at 7:40. Max Myers on the hill against Bryce Wilson.
Against the Fighting Leos.
Dude, the Fighting Popes.
Gotta tell you, that is the first. Think about this. We've had 200-plus popes, right?
Yep.
He's the first American pope.
I know. Crazy. Seemed like it was an American off. Do we ever get the final results? Was the final ballots in? Do they ever release
no,
that?
No, dude.
Mm. Did Duke Tobin just vote for himself? Or Pope Tobin?
And with one vote, Pope Tobin.
Plantar fasciitis is worse than... No, it's not.
Do they ever? You think that when they bring them into that, they'd be like, "You'll never be a franchise Cardinal." you're a role guy, Tobin. Sit there, all right. Throw up your one read, and that's what you're gonna do.
Jeez.
Schmieden says Tobin thinks they vote for the Pope like they vote for the Heisman.
Right.
Everyone gets a vote.
Well, here's the thing. People don't realize it. There's a lot of politicking before the vote.
Oh, yeah.
And if you want to, like, my wife, dude, can I just tell you? Sometimes my wife, I just want to show the corn card, right? And here's why. I come through the house. I got my car washed. I come through the house. And I'm sitting watching TV. I'm watching a little golf. And I look at the TV. What do you think she's watching?
I imagine the Conclave stuff.
No, the actual movie.
Oh, really? So she's in the...
And I'm like,
she's in
are
theme.
You kidding? Right.
I love that.
Right. Like, I'm like, can
Big
you be
Spoon!
Any... Like, she went straight to... I'm like... Hey, she goes, hey, you know what I'm watching? I said, unfortunately, I've been around with you long enough. Yes, you're watching Conclave, aren't you? Yeah, how did you know?
What, does she watch Hoosiers every March Madness?
I don't know.
People do that, though. You know, Christmas time, you watch Christmas movies.
The only reason why she knows is March Madness. The only reason why she knows March Madness, daytime basketball.
Yeah, and then, people, you're right, people watch, like, Draft Day, Kevin Costner. Draft Day. Hey, we're giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Post Malone with Jelly Roll at Hard Rock Stadium on June 8th. To enter, text the word FALL, F-A-L-L, FALL to 20357. That's FALL to 20357. For more info, go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. Pat Riley's going to have his end-of-season press conference today at 1 o'clock. You can hear it right here on 560 WQM. I'm going to head on down there, boots on the ground.
Hey, please.
I will. I'm going to be good.
As your friend and your boy, can we not ruin the franchise anymore?
I'll try.
I mean, I would just say, I know that inner Tobin wants to come out in your professional voice. I need Big Boy Tobin to cut it off.
I'll think about it. I'll take it under advisement.
No, you're not. He's coming out full blast. Hey, Pat.
Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's our number two with Tobin and Leroy.
Me gusta mi reggae.
Nati Nati.
Fue.
Becky, Becky, Becky.
Bad Bunny, Bad Bunny. Sigrita.
Cuando yo la vi.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. It is.
Somebody say, let Tobin cook.
Why? You want him to continue to cook the franchise?
Yeah. Like, what are we doing?
He's cooked enough. If Tobin doesn't have a viral moment following today's Godfather press conference, that's a good sign from everyone. That is a good sign that, you know, sometimes no news is good news in that regard. Of course, I want him to answer some questions and stuff like that, but I already know what's wrong with this team. We need more talent. It's not too many things I think Pat Riley... Is there anything you think Pat Riley could say today that would shock you?
No, but here's the problem. You need more talent. You need one of them dudes to compliment Tyler and Bam. Right? With the young guys coming up. I think, me personally, I would have been farther along with my young guys' development because I would have just put them in the fire. Like, you were 500. What were you trying to protect? You see what I'm saying? So you let them young guys go out there and you coach the hell out of them and see where they are. The problem with the Heat is this. If you want to go get one of these big name players, you don't have the assets that all the other teams competing for that same player do. And that's what has made it difficult the last few years. It's not necessarily that they're not trying to get players, but it's the fact that the other teams that are trying to get the same players have more assets to give the team that's trading that player. And so you kind of miss out. People make it sound like nobody wants to come here. No, it's not the player. It's the organization you're doing business with when their job is to get as many assets as you can for your player.
Now, there are a lot of things that he can potentially address,
But if I'm answering the question of, like, is there one thing that I want Pat Riley to speak on? I think I want a little tough Pat Riley love for Eric Spoelstra. I want him to be, like, I don't want him to you know, embarrass the coach.
But, I know what you're saying.
I want him to acknowledge that, you know, maybe there were some things that he would have done differently.
Can I also say this? That we tend to look at sports and look at players and coaches as if the only thing going on in their life is your entertainment. And I would say, like, from the standpoint of Eric Spoelstra, from the standpoint of Andrew Wiggins, right? Let me ask you a question. If improv told you, we traded you to a comedy club in LA, you're going to get more opportunity, but you got to go tomorrow. And you got to leave. You got to leave your wife and your kid.
Just had a baby too. One month away, right? He was like right. 1 month removed from having it. No, right. You know what?
That's horrible. When people talk about Andrew Wiggins, not to mention last year, what happened to him? I think his father passed or something like that.
Yeah, I know he had some off-court issues.
Think about this. Stuff. Kevin Love's dad passed.
Yeah.
And he didn't return.
Yeah.
Andrew Wiggins had to keep playing basketball. So I'm not saying it. I'm just saying, like, we need to not forget the human aspect of what's going on. Because I can't imagine, right? I lived in 4 cities in 2.5 months. And I was single. I couldn't imagine having to go through that. Being married or having a family. And so I understand we're asking these guys to be professional or whatever. And I get that. I understand that. But they're also human. And everybody handles these things differently. And so with Wiggins, I know he has the talent. I know he can play, right? The same, you know, feelings when they were talking about Kevin Love was away. Because keep in mind, for a while, we didn't know why. And I was like, you know, I hope he's okay. Because I've been on the other side of that and understand that there are certain things in life you don't get to experience because everybody expects you to go and play basketball or football or whatever. So I'm a little more understanding to the Wiggins situation and the Kevin Love situation. Now, some guys can plow right through it, right? Brett Favre went out and had a great game when his father died. But everybody's not like that. And I think sometimes we look at these people, and I would say this, we don't know what Spo was going through, right?
No.
He had some stuff.
He had some right? stuff. I try not to mention, like, publicly. I had never right, talked about someone's situation.
We don't have to mention it. Yeah. But as humans, we have to understand it. That maybe sometimes in our life things are going on and we have a lapse or we're not thinking about work. Right. Yeah. And so I'm with all of this. I'm trying to be understanding while at the same time still having to hold them accountable for their performance. Now, I would say this. Pat Riley understands what Spo has had to deal with more than anybody. So I don't know if he would come out. And just attack him like that, you know? So I don't know. I think, yeah.
I mean, he knew what Jimmy Butler was dealing with. Remember, Jimmy Butler had his own situation last year, and Pat Riley was still
Everybody was understandable. Everybody.
They were. But Pat Riley was still critical. And they gave him space,
and they did this. And I'm like, you know, it pissed you off even more that Jimmy Butler took this path when the organization has been nothing but understanding to him.
Well, we have Pat Riley holding his end-of-season news conference today. You can listen to it here at 1 this afternoon. We'll be holding it live. Tobin will be there, boots on the ground, hopefully not putting a flame to the franchise. In the meantime, got Leroy and Figgy and I holding things down here, which means it is a regular agenda. No, we do have some games coming next hour, but before we get to that, we got to finish Guess That Animal. We only did three last time. I prepared so many more.
Where's Figgy?
Figgy will be back, will be here next hour for Guess That Animal. But before we get to her, let's go ahead and try to tickle Leroy's fancy when we come back. We got more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Time now to tickle Leroy's fancy. Leroy, got something for you, buddy. I don't know if you've seen it already, but you haven't made any recent trips to the movie theaters, have you?
No, I haven't.
Excellent, my friend. Well, then
Thunderbolts?
Is that what they're called? Those are the one with the asterisk, right?
What?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, because, you know, for so long, this title, and even if you Google it now, Thunderbolts has an asterisk next to it. Do you know why that is, Leroy?
No.
Well, I can't explain it because it's in the post-credit scene. But just based off of reviews, they are saying this is the most fun they've had watching a Marvel movie since The Avengers.
Really?
It's doing really well at the box office. It has 88% on Rotten Tomatoes, 94% on Google. And
it's like all of the others, like all the cameo, except for who's the dude with the arm? White.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Bucky.
Bucky.
Yeah.
Bucky, I mean, didn't we hate Bucky?
I thought we hated Bucky. I thought he killed Iron Man's father.
Parents.
Parents, yeah, that's true. But nonetheless.
Well, Iron Man ain't around no more, so.
He's not. He loved you 3,000 and he left. Does this movie, Thunderbolts, tickle your fancy, Leroy?
Oh, it does. It does. It does.
I like that.
Eventually,
that.
I will see it.
My fancy is tickled.
Winter Soldier.
Ah. What about while we're on the movies? This one's been out for a couple weeks now, reached a lot of success. Did you have an opportunity to see Sinners, Leroy?
No.
Also, something that's going great, 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. 97% on Fandango, and I believe number one movie in the world. Leroy, Sinners? Does that tickle your fancy?
Is that a scary movie?
It is a scary movie. I'm sure it has some sort of plot twist of some sort.
I'm not. They said it's everybody's saying it's great. I'm not really, it's about vampires.
Yeah.
That's not my genre.
Really?
Right. Yeah, that seems
you
like
weren't a Blade fan?
Huh?
Never watched Blade? Never liked Blade?
I did see Blade and what's the other one with the girl? They had a bunch of them. He doesn't like scary movies. And
oh, Underworld. Girl. Underworld is what
Underworld.
You're
yeah, I've watched that. Resident Evil. Resident Evil. Isn't Resident Evil like and Underworld thing. Connected?
No, I don't think they're connected. I think Underworld is like vampires and werewolves. Resident Evil's like
disease. Wow. I Am Legend. I saw that. I'm not big on the one person movies.
Ah, okay. One right? last person left in the world kind of vibe.
Yeah. Like, come on. But wait,
Timbo says he would hate to go to the movies with Leroy. Probably wouldn't shut up.
Boy, you're making Timbo. Some terrible assumptions terrible about Leroy, assumptions. Aren't we?
Wonder why he made that assumption, Timbo. That is messed up. That's messed up.
Last of Us, no. You know, this is no surprise.
Yeah.
I shouldn't even say this. You know, Kate Beckinsale. Oh, yeah. I even liked her in Switch. Mm. I'm thinking of Van Helsing. Helsing. So here's the deal. You know a movie I really didn't like?
What?
And I'm going to leave some room for you. I'm going to leave you a minute for you guys to go ahead and chime in. A Quiet Place.
Huh. You know, I've never seen it. I heard it's a suspenseful thriller, like the whole movie. Obviously, you're supposed to be quiet. And
I didn't even watch. What's that show that was really good?
Walking Dead?
Walking Dead. Never got into it.
Look, the first couple seasons of The Walking Dead is some of the best television I've ever seen. And then it goes through some of the worst television I've ever seen. And then it comes into pretty favorable television.
But, Cat for Life. You talking about bringing some dominoes?
Wow.
Oh, you don't want this smoke. You don't want this smoke.
Look, last time you beat someone in dominoes, it stuck with him the whole season. So be careful, Leroy. Be careful of the power that you wield. Speaking of that, let's go ahead and get to the NBA playoff slate. We talked about today's games. Let's go ahead and look ahead to tomorrow's games. Celtics-Knicks at 3:30 p.m. Leroy, does that tickle your fancy?
Yeah, I don't, like...
My fancy is tickled.
I don't know whether... Like, I hate to say this, because I'm not a Knicks fan. I find myself rooting for them.
Yeah, it's just hard to root for the Celtics.
Because here's the deal. And we've all said this. Who's the star for Boston? Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
That dude has never gotten the heat that any other superstar in the NBA has gotten.
Correct. Kid gloves.
Right. And I'm like, he's been playing terrible.
He has been playing terrible. And to, you know, you are big into accountability. To give him some sort of credit, although I hate giving him credit, he was accountable in how bad he's been playing. But it's not good enough to just be like, I've been playing horrible. I need you to now step
up. No. Then you ain't that guy.
Yeah, exactly. Because
like we quick to say that about Jimmy, right?
Jimmy, Tyler, Bam, they have these performances and we're like, they can't do it. They can't get it done.
But sometimes here's the thing. Sometimes we try to make people what we want them to be, and that's not who they are.
That's not on them. I feel
but
like with Tatum,
Jason Tatum's case,
yeah,
he's been the guy that everybody has put up there with the LeBrons.
They've anointed
and the spiders
him.
And whatever.
Yeah.
Right? With the Brunsons, right? Tatum, he's up there, top five, right? Yeah. But is there any moment where you can say, like with Brunson, you know, you get to the fourth quarter, Brunson going to take over. Can you say that about Tatum?
No, like what's the Jason Tatum moment? What is his moment when you think of it? And the only moments I can think of is him being a loser off the court or just doing something like weird. Like, we get it, you love Kobe. He texted Kobe. That's his highlight of his career.
So from that standpoint, and it may not be his doing, right? He didn't self-proclaim himself, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's so I find myself
rooting for the Knicks, huh?
Brunson hasn't accomplished anything yet, Leroy. I know that. But just watching that dog in him at the end of these games,
yeah.
How can you not like it? It's cool watching. Yeah. I like watching stuff like that.
All right, Leroy, game three, going back to the Warriors. 1-1. Steph Curry not expected to play until game four. We saw the
No. He's getting reevaluated after game four.
Oh, okay. So
Dane, you know, Hammy's a weird dude.
They are weird.
Hammy's a weird.
They are weird. Except for if you're me. Then you can just walk that thing off.
Yeah, like you're walking that purple foot off.
Yeah.
You're gonna walk it off all right. You're gonna be like a pirate with a nub on the end.
So 8:30 p.m. tomorrow, Timberwolves Warriors. Is that tickle your fancy?
Yeah, I like watching Ant play, and he hasn't played that well. But yeah, I'll watch it.
My fancy is tickled.
Plus, I think the Warriors are done. Like for many people that say, okay, now we have Jimmy. He ain't that guy no more. Get over it.
Time to find out what
else you got. Without Steph, you got no chance.
I have a few more for you, Leroy, before we hit the break here. Of course, you got the Maple Leafs Panthers today at 7 p.m. Leroy, we need this game. Does that tickle your fancy?
Yeah, and let me say this.
My fancy is tickled.
Let me say this.
Yes.
If somebody brings some dominoes and we watching hockey and we having some cocktails, oh my goodness, and I'm gonna just say this in advance.
Yes,
I'm gonna say this in advance. I can't be held responsible for the amount of trash I talk, and don't get your feelings hurt when you get up off that table as a loser.
Yeah. Just make sure you establish the rules before the game starts, though.
Oh, if you bring a dominoes and we sitting at a table,
yeah,
then there's no, you know what the rules are. It's
no,
dominoes.
because remember, Bam played a different style than you played.
You're talking about.
You know, the style. Just make sure everyone's on the same, because I don't want to hear, oh, no, Leroy played it this way.
No. We'll get to where we got time. See, remember, Me and Bam were playing during the interview.
That's true.
So, right.
All right. Well, Leroy, got one more for you. Not sure
how much you are aware of this card or not, but tomorrow we got some fight in action. If I am not mistaken, I believe it is UFC 315 in Montreal tomorrow night. Bilal Muhammad defends his welterweight title against Jack Della Maddalena. Did I pronounce that correctly? Who knows?
Who knows? Nah, I'm out.
Oh, that does not tickle your fancy, sir.
Fancy, not tickled.
I mean,
although I do think the guy we interviewed was cool.
Yeah.
He was about it, right? Yep. He just seemed like he was about it. He said, I ain't talking trash. I'm just put these hands on you. So I kind of like that.
Yeah.
But it's not exciting for the fight game.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope he does well. Because I'm gonna keep an eye on him.
Last one here. The Pinks enter Miami CF, visits Minnesota United FC. Very strange. Saturday, 4:30 p.m. Leroy, the Pinks. Does that tickle your fancy?
No, I don't know what the hell they playing. They playing.
That is so fair.
But they are. The coach already said they're not that good, and fancy, to be playing tickled. In the Champions League.
Yeah, you know what though? That totally makes sense. I can't keep up with this team.
Cap for life. Are we doing? We gonna start off 1-on-1. Have what we play. Are we playing double six or double nine? Latinos, y'all play them double nines. It take all day.
Nah. We don't got time for that.
Right.
Double sixes or nothing, losers.
Right. So I got, skilled assassin team ain't double nines. Yeah, because you're relying on somebody else.
Look at that. Look
double
at
six
that.
Is 1-on-1. I sit there, look, get all your friends, put them in a line. All I need is a drink and a TV, and I'll whip all y'all.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're interested in getting in on this, today is the day, Whiskey Stars and Cigars. That is in Plantation at Tabacon. That's
true. Ooh, Day South.
Yes.
Spade, you got that right. Now, Spade, you need a part.
Yeah, it need a part.
Spades. Ooh! I might have to put a deck of cards and some dominoes in my bag.
This is getting violent.
Come on with, I'm going to get there a little bit earlier, right?
Yeah.
And we're going to find us a table. And we're going to get crack-a-lacking, right? We're going to have some drinks, talk some trash, watch some basketball, dominoes. And then we can kick some spades. I'm getting canceled tonight. Y'all not going to like me. Y'all not going to like me. Some of y'all already don't like me. But I tell you what, it's on.
Join us tonight, Whiskey Stars and Cigars in Plantation. We got that and much more. Don't forget, Pat Riley will be live on air. We got a little bit more than an hour before he's going to be live on air, 560 WQAM.
Bark down some trees.
Bark down some trees tonight with Leroy Horde at Whiskey Stars and Cigars. Stay tuned next hour. We are going to get a mixed bag, and we're going to finish what we didn't get to earlier this week with Guess That Animal on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.